For some reason, people are not yet crazy with excitement about the possibility of a horse grabbing this year's Triple Crown. Maybe that's what you should expect. After the first race, the Kentucky Derby was taken by a 50-to-1 shot named Mind That Bird. But all the same, this year's Triple Crown races just get more and more interesting. The second big race, the Preakness Stakes, comes this weekend. Mind That Bird will be in the field, and so will a filly that skipped the Kentucky Derby but is the favorite now. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, she had a struggle just making the race.
You'd have to go back to Norma Rae to find a feminist icon with two first names who rattled the boys like Rachel Alexandra does. Okay, Rachel Alexandra is a horse, but really, what a horse.
Rachel Alexandra has now cruised into the lead by over 3 lengths. Burrell looks over his right shoulder, no danger. Over his left shoulder, no danger. She is romping home.
That's the track call from the Kentucky Oaks, the year's top race for three-year-old fillies. But many racing observers thought it was the showcase for the top horse of any gender, as Rachel Alexandra ran faster and stronger than any of her male counterparts did the next day in the Derby. In fact, Rachel's jockey, Calvin Burrell, also rode the winning horse in the Derby, Mind That Bird. Burrell has always been clear on which horse owns his heart, says Steve Crist, publisher of the Daily Racing Form.
Calvin said going into the race, he said 5 seconds after winning the Derby, you know, Rachel Alexandra's the best horse I've ever ridden. You know, I mean, this is a nice little horse who won the Derby, and I'm glad they gave me the mount. But, you know, I think Rachel Alexandra's a great horse and the horse of a lifetime, and she's the one I'm sticking with.
At first, it didn't look as if Burrell's commitment to Rachel would be tested, as her owners had said she would not race in the Preakness. But then, just last week, Rachel Alexandra was sold. Her new owner is Jess Jackson of Kendall Jackson Winery fame, and he decided that his girl not only could, but needed to run with the big boys.
She's a perfect athlete. She's beautiful. She's athletic. And I hope this helps revitalize horse racing in the United States.
With Rachel running, the owners of Mind That Bird were in a double bind. Not only was the competition improving, they were losing their jockey. So Mark Allen, along with other owners, attempted some jockeying of their own. They announced a plan to deny entry to Rachel Alexandra. They would fill the field with other horses, winless horses, to essentially act as the bouncer at the velvet rope, keeping out any interlopers. Steve Crist calls the tactic nothing less than appalling.
I was shocked. I mean, maybe I'm just too old school, that people would stand up in public and say, yeah, we're thinking of entering some horses in this race who don't belong in the race just to keep out a horse we're afraid is going to beat us.
Faced with this kind of scrutiny, the plan to exclude Rachel Alexandra fell apart, and now the filly is favored.
If you asked 100 horse fans who they think will win or be favored, I think 60 or 70 would say her.
Frank Carulli is odds maker at Pimlico Racetrack.
You know, she ran faster than the horses in the Derby. She did it the easiest. She didn't exhaust all her energies, it didn't appear. So she should be fresh and ready here.
No matter what happens in the race, the most intriguing matchup may occur in the breeding shed. Rachel Alexandra is now a stablemate of Curlin, the richest racehorse of all time, and Jess Jackson is just dreaming of a super foal. He's announced that his motivation is nothing less than the revitalization of the very sport of horse racing. Mike Pesca, NPR News.